Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Okay. What is a man? What is a woman? These are questions in 2024 that I guess we have to ask. I never thought I'd have to define that, but apparently we do because a lot of people don't even know what that is. And now...
Who are these people? Who are you?
Yeah.
I got an idea for you. Go to a farm and try to milk a bull and then tell me the difference between a man and a woman.
They'd come up with some sort of a justification. Well, have you asked these animals if they'd like gender-affirming care, Mark?
Yeah,
maybe that's next. Well, Jen Psaki sat down and did an interview with Doug Emhoff, who is, of course, Kamala Harris's husband. And she had some interesting comments about him and masculinity. Listen to this.
Important part, or an interesting part of how people have talked about your role here is how your role has reshaped the perception of masculinity. And I'm not sure you planned on that, but you are an incredibly supportive spouse. Has that been an evolution for you? And do you think that's part of the role you might play as first gentleman?
It's funny. I've started to think a lot about this. I've always been like this. My dad was like this. And
do you think when Jen Psaki's talking about redefining masculinity as it relates to Doug Emhoff, that she's talking about the fact that he supposedly was married before and cheated on his wife with the nanny and supposedly impregnated her and then she got an abortion? Do you think that's the masculinity that she's talking about?
For some reason, I think that might be considered toxic.
Oh, but see, if you're a man, you're toxic, right? Bring down the patriarch. That's what they say. You really have to ask yourself, what is masculinity? Because if I asked you right now, take out a pen and pencil and draw what masculinity looks like to you, I have a feeling a lot of people would draw some like Hercules-like figure, right? Like, I think that's the physical image that we think of. But I know plenty of guys who might look like that on the outside. That's their physical appearance, and I would not call them masculine. To me, yeah, maybe that's a component of masculinity, but I think your character is truly what, to me, is masculine, because it's courage, it's strength, but I don't just mean physical strength. I mean your willingness to stand up. I mean your willingness to protect and serve. That, to me, is what is masculine.
Yes.
Protecting your family, supporting your family, that's masculinity to me. That is what I believe a lot of women are looking for in a man and what they find attractive. Now, some women are just going after the physical parts, but you know what? Those might fade. I think it's interesting with this feminist movement that's kind of reignited maybe in the last couple of years. It's funny how they're all about bring down the patriarch and women empowerment and all of these things. But I feel like a lot of those women still want a quote unquote masculine man, but they don't even know how to define that.
What do you think? I honestly want your opinion on this. What do you think it is they fear about a strong male role model or presence in their life? What do you think that is?
I think that women have been raised, and I'm in my mid-30s, and I think that probably my generation, and especially anyone younger, has been raised to feel like we need to be these strong, independent women. And if anybody, men in particular, challenges that or tries to steamroll over that, then that's a problem. So I think that's why you see more women who are career focused, who are climbing the corporate ladder, who are not getting married or getting married later, or choosing not to have kids specifically because it's affecting their career. There are plenty of other reasons why you cannot have children. I'm not suggesting that's the only reason why. I personally know that that's the case for a number of people, and I think it's a lot of pressure
and intentional
pressure, right? And now you see, in fact, this morning when I was driving into work, I heard an interview on the Gordon Deal show, and they were talking about how Kamala, you know, has the support primarily of women, and Trump has the support from men. And they're both trying, you know, you've got white dudes for Harris that they're trying to garner more support from the men to go to Harris and Walls. But that's what's funny to me. You want to target the men, but you can't even define what a man is. So how do you know how to target them?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, isn't this what Harrison Butker got in trouble for?
Yes. Traditional roles.
For challenging and saying there's nothing wrong with these traditional roles, and don't allow yourself to become brainwashed or victimized by these people who don't have anything to do with your life but want to tell you how to run your life. Don't be surprised if, despite your success today and the fact that you're graduating with a degree and looking forward to your career, you have this inner desire to have children. And once you have those children, you'd very much like to be a stay-at-home mother to those children. There shouldn't be guilt associated with that.
Right.
If you don't have that feeling, don't do that. But if you do have that feeling, you shouldn't be guilted about that by these feminazis, to quote Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
He called them feminazis, and that's what they are. You will abide by my rules, or you won't exist as a woman. That's who they were.
Yep.
It's a shame.
You know, so I was just telling you during the commercial break, Mark, that yesterday at church, we had Delano Squires. He came and spoke with us, and he's spoken to us before, and he's fantastic. He's with the Heritage Foundation. He writes articles for The Blaze. Anyway, he was talking about how it's so interesting where you have, like I mentioned, that kind of feminist movement that's reignited. And then all of a sudden now you have these trans women, right, who are men who think they're women, and they wear the dresses and they paint their nails and they want you to say she, her, or whatever their pronouns are. And it's interesting how all of a sudden these feminists who are so against men, you know, and they want to be the ones who are powerful and I'm not going to submit. And all of a sudden you have these quote unquote trans women come along, and the feminists are like bowing down to them, like, whatever you say, I'll shut up. I'll be quiet. I have to respect you because you're marginalized and all of these things.
It's a game.
It is and you know what? The left is winning at it in a lot of ways because they're scaring people into calling them by their pronouns or whatever, because then they label you as a bigot or transphobe. And a lot of people, even conservatives, are too scared to stand up to that.
Trying to criminalize it in many
cases. And also that.
They would love to be the word police on you. Get you fired if you call somebody the wrong pronoun. I mean, it's like a make-believe world. They've made it up, and they're now trying to impose it on your life. You have a right to believe that you're a German Shepherd, but I don't have to believe it.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So I told you what I think masculinity is, right? What would you say masculinity is?
Being true to yourself. I don't know. Being a proud male who doesn't make excuses for being a leader, but not necessarily expecting your wife to submit to you, but having an equal partnership. I'm not threatened by that at all. I don't know men who are threatened by that. Why would you be threatened by that? Why does it? I mean, you're not talking about a 1950s scenario where you come home from work and you put your feet up and your wife brings you a cocktail and asks, "How's your day, dear?" That's not what
Michelle does for you every day.
Well, I didn't want to get into our personal life, but you know, she may take a lot of grief for that. But
why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, it's not. And I think that maybe the generation before mine still had some expectations of that. I don't believe most of the people in my generation did. So they still want to play on those old stereotypes and act like you're negative if you have those normal masculine traits of being a protector and wanting to provide
for your family,
and lead.
Right. That's what masculinity is.
Thank you.
Yes. See, I've said this before, but as a Christian, I don't see a problem with, I believe that is how God intended it, was for women to submit. But that word has been twisted and it has a negative connotation for a lot of people now. And that is not the way God intended it to be. They intentionally did that. But I do believe that is how it is supposed to be anyway, we don't have to get all into this, but I'm just saying, like, it's just hard because the left is so good at taking something that is designed to be good and they find a way to just try to ruin it for a lot of people, and then it causes division, and that's exactly what they want.
Yep, I would agree.
So
should we listen to Harrison Butker one more time?
Please.
Yeah, please. Let's listen for just a moment.
I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. As men, we set the tone of the culture. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy.
Thank you. There's a little message for Doug Emhoff this morning, don't you think?
I think that defines masculinity.
The second gentleman?
He redefined it, Mark.
Yes, he did. And not by cheating on his wife. His first wife. I'm sorry. All right. That's good. That's a good conversation, Kim. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.